A federal judge in Philadelphia has dismissed the case involving Safe House, a nonprofit that has sought a legal pathway to opening and operating a supervised injection site for people who use drugs. WHYY's Nicole Leonard reports.
The lawsuit between the U.S. Department of Justice and Safe House dates back to 2019, when the nonprofit first moved to open a supervised injection site in Philly. These are places people could use drugs under the watch of professionals who could intervene and prevent fatal overdoses. They are considered illegal under federal drug laws. However, Safe House argued that its plans were protected on religious grounds because the Judeo-Christian motivations of its board members to preserve and save lives is at the core of its mission. But U.S. District Court Judge Gerald McHugh says he doesn't see the organization itself as a religious entity, and therefore its operations are not shielded from federal drug laws. Safe House leaders say they're disappointed and disagree with the decision. They are reviewing their next steps, which could include filing an appeal. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.